I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Belarus set a new record recently. As many as 200,000 demonstrators gathered in the capital last weekend to protest against the president. As political and social unrest grows in Belarus, Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says,
"You have an entire younger generation that has come up within Belarus that maybe are a lot more media savvy. They had more access to the internet and some of the outside world. Some of them have traveled to other locations that have come back in, and that might be adding to some of this."
Meanwhile, SGA has been working with churches in Belarus through the Christ Over COVID program, providing food and hygiene supplies to those in need during the pandemic. Please pray God will use the work of Christians in Belarus as a source of healing and hope within the country. And meanwhile, Israel and the United Arab Emirates signed a peace deal this month, normalizing relations between the two countries. As part of the agreement, Israel agreed to halt plans to annex more of the West Bank from Palestinians. Jack Serra of Bethlehem Bible College says Palestinians doubt Israel will keep that part of the deal for long. Serra says Palestinian Christians want peace and freedom in their land, and they feel abandoned by the other Arab countries.
"How can we think for ourselves and decide for ourselves and move forward in terms of both building peace and at the same time, you know, seeking justice for our nation and our people? So we need prayers for the Palestinian leadership."
The church in Palestine makes up less than 2% of the population. Please pray they'll be a powerful witness for Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.